Preface: Two life-changing moments. My name is Siobhan, Gaelic for Joan. I grew up in Ireland in a big farmhouse surrounded by apple trees with the River Innie running through the back field beyond the swaying cypress trees. My siblings and I played, fished, swam, and laughed our way through our childhood days. We spent so much time learning to play the piano, concert flute, drums, accordion, and tin whistle, singing and dancing the night away, that we jokingly called ourselves the Irish Von Trapps. I can still hear the sound of music. Like so many kids of our generation, we did not appreciate the fact that our parents had not enjoyed such a carefree life, nor did we appreciate all the sacrifices they had made to ensure so much joy and laughter for their kids. They also wanted to see us go out into the world and make a difference in the lives of others. Keep learning, find your passion, see the world. I did see the world, leaving Ireland to study in England and then jetting across the United States, Europe, and Asia for two big consulting firms before finally settling in Australia. Eventually, my parents moved down under to join their five children. They bought a house in Sydney's Sutherland Shire and soaked up the adventure, sunshine, and vibrant culture of their new homeland. The first life-changing moment. 7 years after arriving in Australia, my mom was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. Before the disease stripped her of the ability to move, speak, or swallow, she and I went for a walk along Cronulla Beach. It was a cold, blustery winter's day with dark gray clouds grazing the windswept headland. As we strolled along the sand, Mom kicked off her shoes and walked barefoot in the ebbing tide. I shivered as I joined her, linking arms and leaning my head against hers. We wended our way like a pair of co-conspirators, sharing stories of those long gone by times on the farm in Ireland. When she asked me about my life now, I told her about my passion for helping people get the most out of their work lives. Her eyes lit up. I just knew my children would make a difference in the world. 18 months later, she passed away. I share this story because I want my listeners to know a little bit about who I am and why I wrote this book. At the risk of sounding corny, I really did want to fulfill my parents' wishes and do something meaningful and fulfilling with my life. I wanted to toss my own little pebble of difference into the big pond and watch the ripples carry people into workplaces where they could express their passion, find fulfillment, and make their own difference in the world. I began my journey by studying psychology, earning my bachelor's at the National University of Ireland in Galway on the west coast of Ireland. While my fellow young psychologists went on to pursue careers in mental health, I chose a different path. I had developed a keen interest in that one-third of a person's life spent working for a living. My colleagues devoted themselves to the other two-thirds, and I dove into the world of work, enrolling in a master's degree program in occupational psychology at the University of Sheffield in Northern England. That degree helped me secure positions as a consultant at two of the largest consulting firms in the world. I spent the next decade traveling across the United States, Europe, Australia, and Asia, helping leaders change and improve their workplace cultures. Along the way, I